I wonder how far you would go to try and educate someone about bulldozing mulga trees. It's certainly a topical point of discussion in the current context of Queensland's vegetation laws, and with thousands, maybe hundreds of hectares of bulldozed mulga scrub visible to passing tourists in southwest Queensland, an 11-metre wide sign has been built to explain the practice. The sign, which is labelled the native plant as a woody weed, was erected by Southwest NRM, Natural Resource Management, on the Warrego Highway between Charleville and Morven. Eric Barker has the story.
It's a striking sight driving through the thick woody landscape of southwest Queensland and coming across a massive white sign surrounded by bulldozed mulga trees explaining the practice of pushing. The local Southwest Natural Resource Management Group are behind the project, and Chairman Mark O'Brien says the aim is to educate tourists who may be misinformed.
There's two driving motivators. First is a tourism motivator, which is the councils out here trying to do whatever they can to encourage interest from tourists. And the other is from Southwest NRM's perspective, we have a mandate to educate people, both locals and our visitors, about natural resource management.
In that sign, it actually says the words woody weed, which it is a native, the mulga. Why have you gone with that language?
Well, that's very deliberate. And because we've been in such a long and difficult drought, there has been quite some significant fodder harvesting of mulga, particularly between Morven and about where that sign is. So the first, 40 or 50 kilometres west of Morven. And the people that own the property where the sign has gone up overheard some tourists talking about that terrible tree clearing that gets reported in some media and certainly gets promoted that way by the greenie groups, that it's some sort of devastation to the landscape. And if you aren't familiar with mulga and you drive on that road currently, you would think, wow, that is pretty severe. And it is, but if we get some rain and you come back in a couple of years' time, it'll be completely different.
Now, we've just gone through a Queensland state election, Mark, and the vegetation management issue was certainly on the table there and debated quite heavily, and looks like it's going to come up again. Does this have any political message in it, this sign?
That was not the intent of it, but like any issue involving natural resource management, Southwest NRM takes its responsibilities very seriously about educating people, and that includes our legislators, about the facts and the reality and the truth, if you like, about vegetation management in the mulga lands.
Like Mark O'Brien, Charleville Tourist Park owner Craig Allison is keen to educate the visitors about mulga pushing. He says the issue is often brought up by guests.
At the Evening Star, we get quite a few visitors coming through the region from other areas such as Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, the whole lot. And when they get into southwest Queensland, they start coming in the landscapes where there's a lot of mulga, and mulga's got a 9 or 10% protein leaf in it. And so grazing systems out here rely on it quite heavily as a renewable resource, as a fodder. And people were driving through the landscape and seeing paddocks knocked down or young trees being knocked over and cattle grazing and sheep grazing on it and wanted to know what it was all about. So when they pulled in the home, one of the initial conversations after we said good day to each other was, what are all these grey trees and why are all those paddocks flattened? And that sort of led into a discussion with all the people at the van park every evening. We do a meet and greet and talk about the landscapes out here and put in context for people about the mulga, it's renewable, it comes back, that's how you manage it. And that generally puts people's mind to these about landscape requirements out here.
Craig, what's the general perception of the tourists that do come in and inquire about the cleared land?
Initially, it's negative and it's confrontational. It's quite abrupt to start off with from visitors' perceptions. And because they're only getting the visual stimulus from the road. And that's why this big sign is so important.
One of the groups who have put their support behind the sign is the local Indigenous people, Bidjara. Chair of the Bidjara Traditional Owners Limited, Keelan Mailman, says it's important to keep the working relationship with the local NRM group.
That area is Bidjara traditional country. So that's the land of the Bidjara people. So I believe that it is also showing respect to the traditional owners' country and to show a better working relationship between Southwest NRM and, you know, in the wider community and businesses and councils and main roads and all of that sort of stuff, because, you know, cultural heritage and to have a good working relationship with the traditional owners is a good way to keep moving forward.
Well, what are your thoughts on the practice of pushing mulga?
Well, that's the way things are getting done now, mate. You know, one time ago, our people created fire, really. We cleaned up and burnt things to, you know, to keep timber down, to get the revegetation back for our food. Nowadays, you know, you're using mulga to be able to feed stock. So my point of view to that is that's the way to go now. It might be all our traditional lands, Bidjara traditional country, but you've got the property owners, you know, people that own these properties, and that's just the way it gets done now.
Keelan Mailman there in Bidjara country, southwest Queensland, finishing that report there by Eric Barker on the somewhat controversial 11-metre-wide sign that has been erected between Charleville and Morven. Maybe you've seen it. If you've been travelling along the Warrigan Highway, it would be hard to miss, that's for sure. Carly has posted a comment on the Queensland Country Hour Facebook page saying that it's sad that it's necessary to educate the city people that take the occasional wander out west by erecting signs. In the old days, Carly says, they would have asked the questions at a cuppa break in the nearest town, but I guess they speed past these days, so only use Facebook to complain about what they perceive to be the truth. Well, hopefully, based on Eric's report there, there are still plenty of conversations going around a cuppa at the odd caravan park as well. But thanks for your comment, Carly, and you can certainly find out plenty more about the stories that we play here on the Queensland Country Hour and your response to them by looking on our social media networks, the Queensland Country Hour Facebook page, and also follow us on Twitter. That's at QLD Country Hour if you are in the Twitter sphere.